Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, right? It's supposed to be, let's see, how many alliterations can we make out of this? It's Friday, fun day.
February.
February, foolish. Well, we can come up with a whole bunch of different things. Hello. It's the Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I happen to be in Dallas, and I'm in a studio, the main studio for our distributing outfit called Audio One. And the great James Collins is down the hall, but I can't see him. I can hear him. I can feel him. It's just like I was somewhere.
You feel his energy?
Do you miss me already, Dougie? Do you want me to run down?
On Mars. All right. Let's find out who's going to win. Now, I want to know right now who's going to win the game. I thought it was interesting. We were talking about Gronk yesterday. The Gronk overview of this is that the Kansas City Chiefs are on the precipice of history with the Sunday showdown lurking and all the things that go with it. So I don't know how many people agree with that or not. Have you posted something? I didn't look at our social media, Jay, yet today. Did you post something about who people think is going to are?
No. You know what? How have we not? We've been so focused on the food aspect of the big game.
That's true. Right.
That we forgot that two teams actually play in the big game.
You're right. All right. Anyway, so we'll chase that around a little bit. Here's a story. This is sort of like the old golden days of radio. When the guys used to talk about the inside radio world, but we still do that to a point sometimes when we get together. But this is a story that is sort of shop talkish. There's a story from Alabama about a radio station that had a 200-foot-tall radio tower, and the radio tower has gone missing. Somebody came in and stole the 200-foot tower.
How?
This is pretty stunning. I don't know. They had to have a couple of long trailers to do that. And how did they do it? They had to have cranes. They had to have all kinds of stuff. The general manager said that the wires were all over the ground and the tower was gone. And so the general manager says, "What do you mean the tower's gone? Are you sure?" He actually used more colorful words than that, I'm sure. So this guy says, "I've been in the radio business all my life." And he says, "I can say I've never heard of anything like this. The tower was planted behind a poultry processing plant down in Jasper, Alabama." And so this is the station that belongs to Town Square Media, which is a pretty big outfit. And apparently there was a building that was nearby that was vandalized, but all the equipment's gone. So unless somebody's going to put up their own radio station, this doesn't have, unless you sell the scrap, I suppose, there's not much value in taking down a radio station tower or taking all the equipment out of the.
Yeah. Somebody on air said something somebody didn't like, and so they decided to take the whole station down.
Really? You think that could be the reason? I suppose, maybe. Yeah. Anything's possible these days. I just thought that
was... Well, we've heard about accidents, too. Like, maybe somebody else's tower was supposed to come down and they got the wrong tower. We've seen that where people's homes were demolished because somebody had the wrong address. There was one recent issue where somebody came home and her driveway was ripped up because it was supposed to be repaved, but they found out it was the wrong house in the middle of ripping it up.
Let's move to Black History Month for a moment. A lot of focus. We're on, today's the 9th, so we're almost a third of the way through the month. I haven't really seen anything, a little bit on television and I heard a little on a couple of radio stations, little things, but not a lot. This is the first year that I can remember for, in recent memory anyway, where there hasn't been a whole lot of local attention, regional attention, national attention. Is that just me? Have you seen a lot of things that point toward important players? Or have people sort of burnt out on this because of Martin Luther King Day? Is there, you know, I've said a number of times in the last, I don't know, maybe year or so, that I felt that the Black Lives Matter thing was very important. I thought it was a great way to adjust things. And now I think it's gone too far. And I wonder if other people, I don't mean too far, but I mean the pendulum has swung the other way so that it's out of balance. It was out of balance to the negative before all this started a couple of years ago. And now it's out of balance to the positive for any number of reasons, I think. And I talk about my business, this business, broadcast business, television, movies. It's just that it's, you know, it's kind of out of whack. But I haven't really seen anything. Maybe we should, I don't know, do I think
we should?
Yeah,
I see a lot of, like, different colleges celebrating, a lot of different events. There's been stuff over social media everywhere about the importance of not only to not be racist, but to straight up be anti-racist, against being racist, all of that, and mm-hmm. also ways to celebrate Black History Month, like supporting Black businesses.
So why don't we do that all the time?
Sharing quotes.
Why would we do that all the time?
Absolutely.
What? Do we support them because they're Black? Do we support them because they're good? Do we support, you know, why? I don't want to just go to a business because it's Black. I want to go to a business because it's good. And, it's run by a Black guy. That's great.
Well, and not that this is the same, but this is the example I'm going to use. We should also shop small, shop local all year long, but we put an emphasis on it on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's no question that we ought to be. It's refreshing to see in some of these communities around the country how the downtown centers have come back again. I know I can talk a big game about my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, the downtown when Shoppers World, which is the oldest shopping center in the world, was built in the early 1950s. The downtown went straight to no man's land. And then it decayed buildings. It was awful. And then the Brazilians, a lot of Brazilians moved into town, and then things downtown started to open up again. And it's fairly vibrant now that and it isn't just Brazilians who are patronizing the businesses downtown, which is also a good thing, because I don't think it go back to the Black thing or Brazilians, it isn't, you don't go there because they're run by Blacks or they're run by Brazilians. You go there, I mean, the Brazilians probably do and the Black probably do, but I go there because it's good. It's a good restaurant. It's a good place to find specialty products. It's whatever it is, but you go there because it's good, not because it's, you know, at least that's the way I think about it. All right. We're coming back in America as we break. Yesterday we were talking about how we've sort of broken our ties or are in the process of breaking a lot of our ties with China. And as a result of that, Mexico has become the number one trading partner once again with the United States. Now, there are a couple of other parts of the American economy that are very important to how we, in an overall sense, how we conduct business. One of the things that after the Industrial Revolution and the basic process of making steel in, I think it was started here in Ohio. You're in Ohio. I'm I'm in Dallas. But there, you know, there have been a lot of steel foundries and factories. And so when we started buying a lot of Chinese steel, the United Steelworkers got upset, and rightfully so, as well they should have. Anyway, now there's a big to-do because some of the companies that were here are selling off their assets to other companies in other countries. And here we go again. We're back to, okay, so the Chinese want to buy our steel mills, and the Brazilians want to buy this, and the Mexicans want to buy that, and the Canadians want to buy something else. When are we going to learn that we need to keep all of this stuff? Whether we have to incentivize it or what do we have to do to keep these businesses here in America? I wonder why it is that there's, I don't know, I mean, the companies themselves, they get it. They want to maximize the bottom line. Got that. Okay. But there are like 50 different businesses since the beginning of the year that have sold off assets to England and actually European. And there's a big bus company in England that has bought up a big bus company in America. Do we want that? Is that okay? Somebody said, well, we buy stuff over there. We own a lot of stuff, so why can't they buy our stuff? I don't know. Am I being hypocritical?
Well, I guess what's the percentage? No, I definitely like, what's the percentage of things that we own versus what we've sold off? Mm. Because it's okay to a degree of, you know, everybody to own a little bit of something. But when it seems like it's just so much, but also when it's these people who are way more wealthy and there are, or these businesses who have a lot of money and they're buying up land at not a lot of cost and then they're turning a huge profit and just taking away from what that land was. Like, how often have we seen, what's the song I'm thinking of, Joni Mitchell, where Yellow Taxi.
Yep.
Yeah. Tore down Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Like, yeah. Right. Yeah. There are a couple of songs that are kind of like that. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. The way of the world, if you will. I think that there are certain things that we ought not to be allowing the country and the government should say no to, for example, foreign investment in broadcast holdings, foreign investment in any news entity, and there's like TikTok has become this big thing because the kids who are 17 years old or in that vicinity, they don't know from nothing about foreign relations. They don't know anything about the Chinese. They just know, wow, isn't this fun? Woo-ah! So, James, are you talking to me so that I should be able to hear you? Or am I the... I got to figure out where I am.
You're good to go. Yeah. Well, we got 20 seconds.
We got 20 seconds. Woo-hoo! We can sing. We can dance. We can do whatever. We can go where we want to go and do what we want to do. As it happens, though, I think probably time for me to be quiet and let some other noise come out of the speaker. 18 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Ritha, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 23 after the hour, Friday's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. So I just said to Jay, we're focusing on, because this is our this is our tribute to social media, things that are trending from the entertainment department, was in the top 10, and Jenna Ortega is on the list. And so I don't know really that much about Jenna Ortega, and so this is a focus on a sex scene that she's done. Apparently, movies now have what they call an intimacy coordinator. Did you know that movies are made, that they have when
it's
they
it.
Do?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Really? What do they do? They tell them what? Yeah. What is I'm probably getting into it.
Well, whenever there's like a sex scene or anything like that, it's basically like a choreographed dance, but everything is set up, but also the intimacy coordinator makes sure that everybody is giving their permission and giving their continuous consent, asking, okay, are you sure you're still comfortable with this, especially when there's a large age gap between the actors.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there is anything that somebody feels a little bit like, I'm unsure of this, I don't think I want to do this specific thing anymore, then they will change it and change the dynamic of what is happening to make sure that everybody feels comfortable, because even though these characters are going through something, the actors are doing it too, and the actor's safety and well-being is very important.
All right, well, there's a specific problem or issue with a sex scene that she's involved with. Let's dig into that a little bit, who she's with and what was the problem, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
So let's figure this out. Miss Ortega is 21, and she's involved in a scene with an actor named Martin Freeman, whose face doesn't come immediately to my mind. he's 51 or 52, and so they're having, there's an intimate scene, and there are people who are uncomfortable with it, including the intimacy coordinator, but Ortega says she's fine with it.
No, the intimacy coordinator is the one speaking out against everybody, saying what happened, that because a lot of fans feel like it was just wrong for a 21-year-old actor and a 52-year-old actor to have a sex scene, and the intimacy coordinator is giving basically the play-by-play.
That happens all the time in real life. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? This is a teacher and a student thing, right?
The characters, yes, yeah. So there is an age gap. I'm unsure of what the ages of the characters are, but these are the actors' ages, and that's what people had a problem with, whereas it was the actors actually having to film these scenes. And the intimacy coordinator said that these sex scenes that happened, that viewers took issue with, the actors were completely comfortable. They were continuously checked in on to give their consent, make sure that they felt the okay, especially Jenna Ortega. And not only that, but the actors continuously talked about the level of nudity and any additional barriers that they were feeling. And they were so committed to the roles that they were comfortable. They felt like they were in a safe environment with this whole thing.
Mm.
And they also always had the option, even day of, even moment of, to say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. And then they would change any element that was necessary.
Yeah. I just wonder what really goes on. I remember reading something about a couple of actors who actually had sex when they were filming whatever it was they were filming. All right. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let them meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is adamant that the legal battles against him must come to an end.
It's unfortunate that we have to go through a thing like that. I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats is what they're doing.
Following the conclusion of his Colorado ballot case by the Supreme Court on Thursday, Trump expressed confidence in his legal team's arguments. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been discovered dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found Wednesday in Pine Valley. A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate voted 67-32 to move forward with the package aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberation on the bill. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's going to be a
good day.
Hi.
Hi.
I was marooned on an island for 5 years with this package. I swore that I would deliver it to you because I work for FedEx.
Very admirable. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, what's in the package?
Nothing really. Just a satellite phone, GPS locator, fishing rod, water purifier, and some seeds. Just silly stuff. Thank you again. You keep up the good work.
Ah, yes.
That's like Castaway.
From his, yeah, it is, of course, yeah. It was not Tom Hanks, but the story from Castaway. Actually, you know, we were talking about that sex scene in our social media segment. There's something about the scene at the end where the lady who got the FedEx package drives up in an old Ford pickup truck, and she's obviously a welder, and she's clever, and she's attractive, so Tom Hanks, at the end, the last scene in the movie, he turns his Jeep around and heads up the road to follow her. Which is kind of, I don't know, is that sexy, romantic?
Well, in a film, you know? Yes. In real life, it's creepy.
Okay.
That's why romantic comedies are a lie.
Ah, right, to serve that need, to fulfill that need. Mm-hmm. It's the Lunar New Year. The celebrations kick off today, marking the start of the Luna Solar Calendar for lots of people all around the world. The first new moon of the lunar calendar is today. Matter of fact, I think it's around 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And then it goes to the first full moon, which is 2 weeks from today. And the Chinese are really the ones that started all of this. And to underscore what goes on, people go to China because of the Year of the Dragon and the fact that they want to experience. There's a 40-day travel rush in which 9 billion people, huh? Now. There are 9 billion people on the planet. What is this? Oh, this is the number of trips across the country. So the number of people. So anyway, this is the idea of starting off this 12-year Chinese zodiac cycle, which is different than our zodiac. There's Western astrology and there's Eastern astrology. You know that, Jay, right? And there's a little bit of a difference between the two. So do you know what you are? Are you a dog? Are you a dragon?
I'm a rat.
You're a rat.
I'm a rat. Well, that's one of the things, too, where a lot of people, you know, like when we have New Year's Eve and we make our resolutions and do our celebrations, and a lot of people, not only with the Chinese New Year, but with anyone who's really into, like, sound baths and yoga and all of that stuff, will do their cleansing and regenerating for the New Year this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You won't be upset with me if I tell you I'm not going to do that this weekend. I'm going to celebrate with Miles and with Jasper.
Sounds like a good way to kick off a new year.
Yeah, it does. If I kick off a weekend, at any rate, it's very cool. So February is Black History Month, and I was talking about how I didn't see much about it. And so I went around, nosed around to find some children's books. And if, in fact, this is a good idea, there is young people's literature. The young people, when I say young people, I mean elementary school students. Are they reading books, textbooks, or is everything on a tablet or on something, you know, on a big screen on the wall?
On the laptop, and it's all
right.
You know, like downloaded.
Right. I Am Ruby Bridges is a good book for youngsters. Let's see here. Here's another one. The Black Kids Exploring Identity Amid the Turmoil of the Riots. This was about the riots in L.A. in 1992. Anyway, Embracing the Journey of Discovery is actually a good book to bring you back through Black history for those of you who are interested in that sort of thing. All right, there's a new volcano. I was watching on the plane coming to Dallas last night. There's a BBC documentary series about the planets. And you know how I love NASA and all things that have to do with space. And boy, did I learn a lot about our planet, Mercury, Mars. I would advise anybody who's curious about the planet that we all live on to find these. I'm sure you can stream them from the BBC. But they're just, it's amazing what they've done with the real films, the real shots, the real pictures that have come from Mars, for example. And then they put that together with enactments, if you will, of how the planets came to be. And it is fascinating and eye-opening. And I sat there for the whole so 2 hours thinking to myself, you know, what are we all about? Where did we come from? Mm-hmm. Because there's a couple of different suggestions in there as you think. You see the planets or the stuff, the universal rock that has come from other planets that explode, and just where did it all come from? How did it? You can get a brain fog trying to figure this all out. And I'm pretty curious, and B, I'm pretty acquainted with all of this stuff. And I will tell you that there were more questions that I had in my mind after watching this than there were answers, even though I got a lot of answers about, you know, where do we come from and what's it all about, Alfie? The fact that the suggestion was made that life on Earth came from microorganisms that were in the rocks that collided with the Earth 4.5 billion years ago is a mind blower.
It's where our water came from.
Well, the water came from atmospherically. We had the right conditions. See, they tell you what happened, but they don't tell you how it happened. That's part of the flaw of the documentary. I want to know how. Don't you want to know? Yeah.
What's the documentary called again?
Twin Stars, I think it's called. If you look at the BBC, it's about the Earth and Mars, mostly. Mm-hmm. Twin planets, twin stars, something like that. But it just is, I want to know. It was good because it was basically a way to fulfill knowledge that you don't get normally in a, what would be the class, some kind of a science, an earth science class. Because they talk in earth science classes, it's more kind of how things grow today, you know, what the plants and stuff. But think about it. Here's something. This planet didn't exist 4.6 billion years ago. And then with pieces of rock from God knows where, it comes together. They begin to stick together. And then over millions and millions of years, think about it. If the planet's 4.6 billion years old, how many millions go into a billion? And then how many thousands go into a million? And how many hundreds go into a thousand? And so you think if we live 100 years, that's a long life. Nothing. Zero. In comparison to how this all, you know, it's hard for us even to imagine that there was nothing once. And then out of nothing came something. Right? Have you got a headache yet? Because you can get a headache.
It's just so fascinating. Did you see at Mars, there are some markings that show there was flowing
water. Oh, yeah.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Mars, or the Earth was dry, and Mars was like the Earth is when it was like 2 billion years old. Mars first had everything that the Earth now has. And the sun, as it, the way all of the gases came together and things like that, where it goes, according to these folks in the BBC, at this, you know, they're looking at the value of the sun's energy and how in another 5 billion years the sun will start to lose its energy and expand and just basically take out all of the planets that are in the solar system. And then, boom, kaboom, it goes somewhere else. That's hard to imagine. How does that, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe I'm frustrating people more than giving them answers.
I find it all fascinating, absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. All right, back to the mundane things that are going on in New York City, for example. 7 people indicted in connection with a caught-on-camera assault on a couple of police officers. As Jack McCoy, the Manhattan DA, that's not really, Jack McCoy's the DA on Law and Order. Anyway, a couple of guys seen on video wrestling with the officers, wrestling them to the ground. Now, these guys had already been indicted on charges of assault, obstruction of justice, evidence tampering, this kind of stuff. So apparently the police were trying to round these people up, and instead they sent 2 police after 4 guys who are bad guys, and the 4 bad guys, I guess there ended up being 7, who beat up on these 2 police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they did catch them because they're on trial now. But imagine, and what I want to know is, were there no people in Times Square to help these police officers? Where were the people who were in Times Square? They just stood around and watched?
Or they turned around and walked away.
Yeah, lovely. Man. JetBlue had a couple of problems at Logan Airport in Boston yesterday. I didn't see this, but it happened about the same time I was taking off yesterday afternoon. They clipped each other on the pad. How does this happen? Just so you know, every airline in the wings where they are in the airports, they have observation booths and towers. So they can see all of their planes on the tarmac as they're moving about. You've heard these stories. You get into an airport and there's not, the plane's not you can't go into a gate because the other plane hasn't gotten out of the way yet.
Still there,
it's at the gate. Well, that's all being managed by somebody in a booth. It's kind of like the tower, but it's shorter, but you can see all of your planes. So the American guy takes care of the American planes. The JetBlue guy takes care of the JetBlue planes. Obviously, the JetBlue guy either was taking a nap or out to lunch. Because if you can't see two of your own planes getting close to each other, and then they knock, you know, they hit the wings, the wingtips on the two planes, and nobody was hurt. It's, you know, it's there have been a couple of other incidents like this at Logan.
It's like a slight fender bender.
Yeah,
when we're driving in our cars, think about the blind spots we have.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they need an additional person who is monitoring everything, kind of telling them where to go. And I didn't realize that not everybody knew this, but planes don't have reverse. They're pushed back. They're pushed back.
You can reverse the engines, but it uses a lot of fuel, and it's scary for the passengers. But I can remember, especially the rear engine planes like the MD-80s, the 717s that are used by some of the smaller airlines now, they have rear engines, and you can reverse thrust the engines. That's what happens when you land.
But
they
you can't do that on the ground. Yeah, but that's coming in through land. You can't do that on the ground.
You can. But it's noisy.
Around all the people when you're pushing
you don't
back
want
from
to
the gates
it
or reverse
a bunch of people
your engine.
People. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when you're pushing back from the gate to reverse the engine, use the engines to even do that. That'd be craziness.
All right, 4.0 earthquake recorded about 100 miles off the Florida coast in the Atlantic Ocean. Authorities are collecting information. Who felt the shock? People listening to the program in Florida, you feel it? The other night, I think it was, near Cape Canaveral along the coast. So it felt kind of like a rocket taking off as much as anything else. All right, so we've jolted enough people. Let us pause at 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, then get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 after the hour, Friday's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's time for Food, Farm, and Family on Friday. This is where we do the alliteration, right? February's Food, Farm, Family, yada, yada, yada. All right, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate National Pizza Day today. Flatbread's in on that, too, do you think?
Uh-huh,
the,
I do.
Yeah, okay. So flatbreads and pizza, pretty much the same thing. It's just the shape of it as much as anything else.
Mm.
So the Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks all claim to be the countries where pizza got started. This is something that goes back to about 600 BC, and the Greeks did, I think they did start. Some people say the Chinese started, right? Have you heard that? The Chinese started pizza? The Chinese claim...
I haven't heard that one. Yeah, I always kind of like thought it was more about, when I think of pizza, like real pizza, I think of Italy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they really didn't even have a hand in the creation of it.
No,
they just perfected it. They fixed it.
Made it better. Yes, exactly. All right, so favorite topping, I like veggies and mushrooms on mine. What about you? What do you like, mozzarella cheese maybe?
No, so I don't like pizza, really.
You don't?
But no, I don't. Yeah. But if I am having pizza, I like thin crust or the flatbread style, and it cannot be a red sauce. I don't like cooked tomatoes. I don't really like red sauces.
Yeah.
So if it's a white sauce or an olive oil kind of thing, but I do like light cheese. And I like veggies, mushrooms and stuff, but I like garlic. Like, give me some garlic. Yeah, maybe a little bit of fresh basil on top.
1943, Pizzeria Uno in Chicago sort of invented the deep dish pizza, and then Pizza the Hut. Wait a minute. Pizza the Hut was in Star Wars, right? Wasn't Pizza the Hut in the... No, it wasn't
Jabba.
Star Wars.
Jabba.
Oh, okay. But then in the Mel Brooks version, there was a Pizza the Hut. I'm pretty sure, wasn't it? Kind of a knockoff on the Pizza Hut, which when they first were in business in 1958. Anyway, So that's the story of pizza. Here we have our, let's see, recalls of the day. Richelieu Foods of Wheeling, Illinois has extended the recall. What are you laughing at?
The recall. What's the recall?
The recall, well, isn't it, it's pizza. Okay, so forget about what I said a few minutes ago about pizza. Right. No, it does. It's silly. Thin crust pizza. They have the vegan ultimate veggie thin crust pizza that's being sold in Whole Foods retail stores all over the place.
So you're really leaving money on the table with this one. People can't celebrate National Pizza Day with their 365 Whole Foods vegan ultimate veggie thin crust pizza.
So what's the problem? There's the presence of undeclared milk. Hey, if you got how many pizzas do you make without any cheese and cheese is a milk?
This is marketed as vegan pizza, so it's a fake cheese. But there's milk. There's milk hiding somewhere in the product.
Here's a another Trader Joe's problem. Department of Ag Food Safety Service says there's an alert for chicken pilaf. Sold at Trader Joe's may have rocks. Huh? Wait a minute. How do you have rocks in rice pilaf? Chicken pilaf. Trader Joe's chicken, lentil, and caramelized onion pilaf been sold all around the country. One person reported a dental injury. That means, boys and girls, they broke a tooth eating this pilaf. What the heck is the matter with Trader Joe's? I love Trader Joe's, but man, you're getting limited on what you can buy there and feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this. This makes me so doggone mad. People with a pilaf in their freezers are urged to throw it away. No! No, no, no! Bring it back to Trader Joe's and get your money back. And tell the manager you want $20 for your time. That's a lot of nerve. Say, throw it away. No.
A lot of them now are saying you can contact them and you throw it away. You take a picture. I had to do this with a recall where I had the kids cups from Amazon that ended up having lead. And what you do is you throw it away. You take a picture of proof you threw it away. Send them the picture. And that's all they need to send you the refund.
All right, California's got a ban. They have a bill that will ban all plastic shopping bags at grocery stores in 2026. I'm all for this. It's one of the few smart things the California legislature has done lately. You ban all thin plastic shopping bags. They should be banned all across the country, as far as I'm concerned. All right, there you have it. Food, Farm, and Family on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.